the series. I am joined by the one and only Mandla Walter Dube on the line. Good evening. Welcome to 5FM. He is a director. He is a father. He is a cinematographer. He is an inspiration. He's a motivator. And I don't know. You're also a mentor, right, Mandla?
Yeah. And I'm also a farmer.
And he's also a farmer. Talk about working the land, man. Let's get the horn section in the building. Come on!
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
Welcome,
how are you?
Welcome to Five Nights, bro. I am privileged to have you in my space. I am grateful for life. I'm grateful for the opportunities that we can express ourselves freely. You know what I mean? I'm just oozing gratitude.
No, me too, brother. It's so, so beautiful to be on your show. And thanks for reaching out, you know. I'm so glad you still have my number.
Last week I called Mandla and I tell him, I pitch the interview to him and I say, you know, I didn't want to go out. I wanted to go on my phone book and see who I can bring on my phone book. And lo and behold, Mandla did not change his number. And with all of the success, the acclaim, the, you know, all the strides and wins that you've had, right? And he hasn't changed his number, stayed the same. And he lost my number. But he engaged me in the conversation, you know? And at the end, when I told him, it's me, he sent me a throwback image. You can go to my IG. I posted it in my stories there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I just felt like it was written in the stars for us to have this conversation, man.
Yeah. No, it is definitely, you know, and you know how we in the creative industry, we like, can we curse on this show?
No, it's radio still, bro. Okay. We're not on a podcast.
Okay. No, I was just saying, like, you know, how we're like saying in the film, in the creative industry, you know, if the stars align, you know, and things will work out. And I think that is so egotistical and so naive, you know. And that's, I've been on this path this whole year to say it, like, the stars have been aligned for the past 8 billion years or something, you know.
Dude!
We are the ones that need to align to the stars.
Dude!
You know?
Last night, I'm outside and I'm looking at the stars, right?
Oh, my
God. And something says to me, this is what, like, I'm looking up in the sky, and something says to me, you see, all of these stars that you are seeing that are visible to your naked eye right now from where I was, I could go elsewhere in the world and still see
and
them
still,
and they'll still be there. But here is the craziest thought that went through my mind. It's like, based on what we are seeing with our eyes, does not mean those stars that are shining behind or in front of the stars we can see are not there. So hence, we cannot die to be noticed everywhere we go or look for that validation when we are already burning with the same force that the stars have.
Exactly.
You know, I don't know why I came to, like, this is last night, man. I kid you not, bro.
I believe the more
we start aligning with ourselves, the more this magical thing called life will make sense.
Mandla, I don't know what, if you moved from where you were or your microphone or your ear pods or something, but the sound just...
Oh, something changed?
Now it's back to normal, yeah. It sounded a little bit faint.
I think I took you off speaker.
Oh, yeah. Please say that again so that we can play it back for the people who did not hear.
I was saying the more we align with each other, the more the magic that's inside of us will be realized, and it won't be a phenomenon like, oh my God, you know, like, we won't be shocked. It'll just be, yeah, that's normal, you know, like, you were looking at the stars last night, they were talking to you, and then tonight, the next day, you and I are talking about the same stars, because we are aligning, we are more and more aligning with each other, you know what I mean?
I really love that, Mandla. I really love that. Mm-hmm. Mandla, what music are you listening to at home, in your car, when you're just chilling, kicking back, relaxing?
I listen to Fela. I listen to Amapiano lately. I'm from Pretoria.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to Burna Boy. I listen to Black Coffee. I listen to Max Roach. I listen to, I love the MJQ,
mm-hmm.
Modern Jazz Quartet. A friend of mine, Mohau Kekana, is a musician. He's got a jazz Sundays at his place in Mabopane. So I listen to jazz.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to, some rhythms that come up in my head. This morning I was driving the kids to school and we were singing, we were freestyling.
Yeah.
We were driving to school. So,
What's the content do your kids freestyle about? Like, where's the headspace at? Is it?
No, we were freestyling this morning in the car to keep ourselves warm. We were like, what are we saying? Like, I got the chili bites. Uh-huh. It's too cold outside. It's freezing, but I'm not that, you know what I mean?
Oh, damn. I love that, bro. Mm. I really love that. Mandla, have you always I think you have, but like, when did you know that you were given the creative talent or the ability to see things through the lens, the ability to direct a screenplay into a film or a feature film? When did you notice the talent?
Sure. Look, where do I start the story? All right, I mean, time is timeless, isn't it? It's like one.
Mm.
And I didn't have speech until I was about 6-7 years old.
Mm.
So I had a lot of years of just listening and listening and listening to stories and to being told, you need to speak, you need to start talking, and all those things, because I just didn't have speech.
Mm-hmm.
So, flash forward to later on, and that's what unlocked my tongue for me to be able to speak was when my parents just placed me in front of a TV screen and they said, if you're not gonna talk, talk to these folks who are in this TV box, maybe they'll get you. And that's what helped to unlock that's what got to unlock my tongue. Really, literally, TV and cinema gave me a voice. And later on, when I grew up, I went to go to film school.
Mm-hmm.
I met a teacher, Dr. Eichelberger, who encouraged us to be able to take as many pictures, if you want to be filmmakers, take pictures with anything. So there's a cinematographer who used to shoot for Spike Lee, Ernest Dickerson, and he said, develop your eye. Shoot anything, even if sometimes you don't have a camera, look in the mirror in the bathroom, create a camera, because you don't have a camera with you. So create a camera with your hand, create a composition by joining two of your hands to create an aspect ratio, and start, close your other eye and look through the room like you're the camera and move around, because you are the camera, So flash forward, and I always thought I'll only be a cinematographer, I would never be a director. And then I worked, I came across this material of being introduced to Solomon Mahlangu's family, and I was lecturing at Wits University, and I saw the apathy in my students. I was like, they were like, nah, we don't care about struggle heroes and all of that, come on. And then I was like, no, but you gotta learn. So I started telling these stories. I came up with this trilogy of films called The Legends of Freedom. It's Galushi, the story of Solomon Mahlangu, Silverton Siege, and then the trilogy will be completed by the Rivonia trial.
Oh no! Yeah. That's some crazy. I almost cursed on my own show. Damn, you're making me lose my mind, very much.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So I was working with this friend of mine, Teddy Matera, and we were writing Solomon Mahlangu. Actually, we did it. It was a stage play first at the South African State Theatre, and Aubrey Sakabi and them. And then I was like, but I'm not a theater guy. This is just not me. I like movies. I like pictures that move. And then I realized that, okay, there was appetite for this content because it did really well. We did the Kalushi Solomon Mahlangu stage play. And then we did the Rivonia Trial stage play at the State Theater. And they were both like successful. A lot of people came to see them. Great actors. And then I took that content and I said, let me go and do what I really love, which is making films.
Go ahead, Mandla.
So as we were writing, Solomon Mahlangu's story with Teddy Matera, I kept saying, okay, can you direct this, Teddy? And Teddy was like, nah, this content is just too deep for me. I'm not even trying to mess with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can help you write it, but I don't think I can direct it. And then I asked, I asked Akin Nomotoso. Akin was like, nah, I wouldn't even know where to start. I asked Carlo Matabane, asked Mickey Dube, they were like, no. Then I came back to Teddy. I said, Teddy, I can't find anybody to direct this thing, and I really want to tell the story. He said, you know why you can't find anybody? I said, why? He says, because you are supposed to tell the story. You're supposed to honor Solomon Mahlangu and tell his story. That's why you can't find other directors to do it. And I said, really? And he says, yeah. And then I had heard that if something makes you scared, then you must confront it and get over the fear and do it, you know?
Oh, man.
So I said, all right, that's the challenge. Then I'll tell his story. So I went into his grave. I went to speak to him, Shisimpepo, Port Libation, and said, all right, dude, if you want me to tell your story, give me everything. Tell me what I need to do. And the rest is, yeah. And I just took it on, you know?
I love that. Which is going to take us to our next music break. And the song that I'm going to play is titled As Bonge. So I think it comes so beautifully after what you just said. Because when we come back, I want to talk to you about learning from your elders or those who came before you. And the importance of paving the way for those who are coming behind you. When we talk about visual digital art. In case you just tuned in, I am hanging out on the line with the one and only Mandla Dube, director, producer, co-screenwriter, and award-winning South African cinematographer and writer. He's done a lot. And if you think you know music videos, Mandla will teach you and your parents. 5FM is bringing the power to you. Unison on 92.5 FM and Paul on
88.5 FM. Okay, Tapia, I don't think this is gonna work.
Asbonga! Bekele Bek! Asbonga! Sing is your